Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is a heartbreak. Oh, damn, this is a heartbreak. Oh.
You said you'd be here by 9. Instead, you took your chair.
Ow.
You didn't
that pierced my ears.
Call me now. You don't know that song?
Who is it by? Is that a Whitney song?
Yes.
Again, I don't.
That was still older, but more recent.
I don't know any of the
that
recent
was a
stuff.
Big hit.
I'm sure. I just don't know a lot of her recent stuff. Like same script, different cast.
No, that's a B side. But this is all I ever wanted to do was song of your time. But then you told me lies and made you.
Oh yeah,
wrong.
I remember that
what
now.
You do to me? It was a duet again with Not Eve.
Are we sure that was Whitney Houston?
Is that what you did? Yeah, it's a duet with, oh God. She's a face. People are screaming.
Oh, I'm one of them.
Look what you did. Oh, look what you do to that me.
The one that I'm finding, Whitney Houston, this was 2010.
Yeah.
And
not Eve, but it was with another singer.
I can't find who it was.
Oh,
Kelly Price and Faith Evans.
Faith Evans, thank you. Good song.
Riveting.
Anyway.
I remember it's not right, but it's okay.
That's because you know the Thunder Club or Thunder
Puss
remix.
Doom, doom,
doom, it's doom, not doom. Right, but it's okay. I'm going to make it anyway.
Then fingered a lot to it.
Yeah.
Leave your key. That's wow. The why I know
ow!
All the Thunder Puss music.
Wow.
Y'all, this is
if you
Love
knew,
in Paradise.
This is Love in Paradise. If you know all those songs we just sang, including the Thunder Pass remix.
Thunder Puss remix.
Whatever. You gay. You gay. And if you're driving in the car right now and your husband is dancing, going like, I love the Thunderbird. He sucks some cocks.
Either that or he went to a lot of gay clubs in the 90s, early 2000s.
His cousin Ronnie, or he's into EDM. He's a DJ.
Yeah, but even that all those Thunderpuss mix just made you gay.
Yep.
I think I still have an album somewhere of them.
Well, Whitney Houston, yeah, we can't get into this.
This is Love in Paradise, episode 6, Heartbeats and Hand Jobs.
Heartbreaks. That's why I sang the song.
I know.
Heartbeats and
I think Heartbeats and Hand Jobs is better.
That's the name of Poodle's fourth memoir.
Like memoir number 5.
Yeah. Earlier on.
The days when I was still kind of broke and looking for ways to make money.
Yeah. Y'all, we think we only have 2 more episodes after this.
We think it's 8.
It could. I have a feeling it's
a lot of them are already nearing the end of their.
That's what I feel like.
And like Mark only has like a couple days left.
Yeah, so it feels like we're ending soon.
And we already know. And also, there's at least one couple who's DOA, and that's Ariana and Sherlon.
I mean, this is the episode where they're trying to give us hope and make us think
it's not even, though.
No, but Carl's wife is going,
it may work.
Carl, he heard the heartbeat. I think he's into it now. He's going to come over.
Yeah.
He might come over for the birth of the baby, but that's the problem is that's never going to be enough for her. It's a shame because these two people
It's
a shame. we're going to talk about me whistling. We're going to talk about your lisp.
I don't mind.
So she wants all of it. She wants the picket fence, her Jamaican bang trip, one night stand to be her husband.
Does she,
and raise her child together.
It's just, she does want all of it, but I do feel for her in that. I mean, it's her.
I don't.
They should have worn protection, or they should have used a pill or whatever, but she's scared. You can tell.
She's very scared.
It's all scared. She's just scared as shit. But that usually is when it's the worst time to make rational decisions. And she's trying to make these decisions that it's like, I don't even know if she, what I'm trying to tease out is, does she want this or is she just so scared? She's just trying to I imagine her falling down a cliff and she's trying to grasp at any vine she can hold on to.
What you're missing here is that she equates marrying the father of her kid with safety.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's trying to grasp on it, that's a safety. And I'm like, honey, you're missing this. There's other ways
it's
to do this.
It's 50s mentality. And she doesn't seem like that kind of person, which I find it weird. I don't know if it comes from where she lives or her mom or it really, really bugs me.
The parents and her sisters are leaving today, so... They're going to say, they realize that Sherlon has never shown me where he has lived. So they're going to go see. So Ariana's mom says, I want to see where he lives.
She is so tan.
She has a lot of sun damage.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all.
She's also never had anything on that hair that made it less dry.
I mean, I know some of these women that even now in today's day and age, they still tan every single day in the summer.
It's very dark.
This is like my dad's third wife. She's just leathery. Actually, the second one, too.
He's got a type.
My mom didn't do that, but yeah, he moved on.
Y'all, this house is very tiny. It is it is decorated in a very extreme yellow.
I feel like it's an apartment because it's on the bottom floor, so it's not even his house. I think there's somebody above him.
Yeah. But it's not in like a building.
No.
It's just like a...
Yeah. But it's...
There's no warm water, hot water. This is interesting. Sherlon says she views... Ariana views Jamaica as this vacation world. And this is the real Jamaica.
This is real...
This is... That statement is the condensed version of why they will never work. Because Ariana still views him as vacation Sherlon.
She's used and, to, yeah.
Yeah, and also what, and also she can kind of take back vacation Sherlon back to America. It's, I just, I.
Maybe, I don't think she's thinking. I used to think before, a couple of episodes before, she was kind of romanticizing this. I don't think it's that now. I don't even think she's thinking of vacation Sherlon. Yeah. She's more just, I think, operating from, oh my God, I can't do this alone. Someone,
right.
You're the father. Some, you've got to come back with me. It's almost kind of like, I got that desperation from her this episode.
But what does she think he's going to do? What's going to happen?
I don't think she's thinking that. I think she's saying she, but because she'll say in her, in the moment, in her, in,
yeah.
She contradicts herself. In the moment, it's this romanticized way
which are
of,
filmed after. We know that.
Yes. Those are filmed. And those are much more, maybe the producer wants it. But it's much more like, I want him to come over. We'll get married. We'll have a happy life. That's one thing. But the Ariana that's talking to him, like at the center, was desperate. Yep. I'm scared. I can't do this alone.
Right. And she's
not good.
The thing about it is, and I'm not saying this is an option, but she's already living with her mom. So
he brings that up.
Her mom is going to help her with this baby. Yes. But it feels even more like she needs a man to help her raise this baby.
Yeah.
Again, this is not 1958.
Y'all, but this it's just different. You know, they're not going to have sex even though they haven't been physically together because, y'all, it's
she's
hot
pregnant
in there.
And she,
she's pregnant. She's hot. Don't touch me when I'm just hot.
You know,
I can't imagine being pregnant.
I can't believe I would say this, but I, even me, if I'm in Jamaica without a fan, even I don't want, well, I can't even say that. I'd bang and then we'd cool off later.
Really? I wouldn't.
It'd be hard.
Uh-uh. I don't want to get hot like that.
I don't want to get hot like that.
Sounded like Tim.
So it really, she's bothered by, there's the fan is broken. There's no, she said, I can't, there's the bathroom doesn't have a door. All these Western things
she's
really
like,
bothered
sometimes
by.
Sometimes I go to pee. And I have pregnant diarrhea.
And it's interesting because remember, y'all, she doesn't know this person. She doesn't know Sherlon.
No.
She's only spent like one or two nights with
him. And we've all been like either to the lake or you're at summer camp in a bathroom that's not air conditioned.
Dude.
And you're, have you ever taken a diarrhea dump in the middle of a summer heat?
This is a weird area, but I don't enjoy it. I have. We all have.
It's hot. The smell hits your nose. The plastic on the seat. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
It's not a good experience.
And I can't imagine that you're fucking 6 months pregnant doing this.
Yeah. She's miserable.
She's miserable.
So there are roosters all outside.
I would be terrified. Yeah. I would never sleep. Ever.
And the mom is concerned she's not going to have what she needs. And she says, seeing that Sherlon, this was the most ridiculous thing in the world. She said, seeing that Sherlon has the business card of the immigration expert.
Oh, my God.
Really does.
Oh, it tells
it really
me
does
he's
give
prioritizing.
Me a lot of hope.
I win.
He was using it for a coaster, honey.
Yeah. Honey, if that's what gives you hope, no wonder.
You need like that moisturizer or something they used to have. Hope in a jar.
Yeah, they still have it.
I was like the name of it. Hope in a jar.
It's one of Oprah's favorite things. There used to be.
So, I have so much to say, but so little. It's the same beat over and over again.
Ariana.
Someone just need to take her by the shoulders and say, wake up.
Well, she says if staying here would help him realize he wanted to come to the U.S.,
see,
then
it's all
worth it.
That manipulation. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the next thing. So he does.
So Ariana's family leaves. Yeah, they leave. Mom leaves. Sister leaves.
He got fans. He got another hand. She brings out the heart monitor, y'all. This,
yes.
I felt, It would have been different if I felt like she was doing this to show him the heartbeat of her son, but I felt it was just like, you better get to this. I'm going to get you to know what this baby is, and you will come to the...
Oh, I didn't think that. I looked at it as... I looked at it as... Again, this goes... She's either scared or this romanticized version. To me, I took this as... Because she's what, 20?
I don't know. But you could tell me she was 22. You could tell me she was 28. I would say.
But she seems young. And I went, this is sad to me. This is a scared young woman who didn't want to hear the baby, who had this like Disney version.
Yeah.
And didn't want to hear her baby's heartbeat without her husband there. And it made me sad.
I'm going to disagree with you because she says, I need to make this real for him.
She does say that.
So. I don't know. I
That's true.
This feels like by hook or by crook, she's going to manipulate him because she's thinking that men don't really understand the baby until it's in their arms. So she has to. She's actually looking down on Sherlon when she thinks he can't imagine.
Well,
this.
But in her defense, and this isn't all men, but I have had several women friends say. That they're, at least not here in California, but kind of back home, like their husbands kind of seemed kind of totally, they didn't know how to check into the process. And then as soon as either they heard a heartbeat or they saw the baby, things turned around. So I do think there's, I don't want to go on stereotypes, but I do, I just know personal experience. Yeah. I've heard people say
but
that
to doesn't
me.
It feel like she's trying to, I hate this word, trap him?
I mean... It seems like she's, it's almost like she's trapped herself because you can't.
That's too metaphorical.
No, because you can't, I mean, yes, but she can't trap Sherlon. He's not going to be trapped.
Yeah.
So it's like, but that's what I mean. It's her own, it's almost as if her family sees the reality.
Everyone does, but
Sherlon sees the reality. I'm saying Ariana doesn't
the
see
family,
the reality.
The family would be fine or her raising this baby without him.
I'm telling you, it's her that's kind of like, she's got this in her head that it's got to be this way.
It's so frustrating to me. But so he
that's
does.
That's what I mean by like trapping of herself. But yeah, I think she's, she definitely, well, we get to this later, but they see the heartbeat. We'll talk about that later. But they get to the heartbeat. They hear the heartbeat. And he says,
I will do everything in my power to be there for my son's birth. And
like
I believe
they have
him.
This moment.
I believe him. Is he going to stay with her? There's no relationship between these two people.
She's talking about being a father. She waffles. That's what I'm saying. Like, because sometimes she says, I just want him to be involved in some way. And then in the next sentence, she'll say, I want us to get married and be a family. I'm like, honey, what do you want?
No.
Because if you're telling us a mixed message on television and you're in the moments, you're telling that to him too.
No, she's saying that. She's saying when she backs off and says, I just want to be involved in my child's life. That is the nice, cool girl answer. But inside, she's desperation.
That's what I'm talking about. Scared. And so I feel like.
It's not mixed messages. One is covering.
But I feel like for him.
Oh.
It's for Sherlon. He's like, wait a minute, because he acts kind of surprised. Like when they go to dinner, he seems very. Oh.
Well, she's trying to play it cool with him.
Yeah, they're going to have lobster.
I did write down, it's very sweet with him taking care of her. Because I think he does think that, and I think he's a genuinely good person. And an ethical person? Really? I have a little bit higher esteem for him than you do, it sounds like.
No, I don't. It's just, I don't know if... I don't know if... I just... I make that... Not because I think he's a liar or anything like that. I don't know if ethical is the right word for me. For me, I feel like... I guess ethical feels like, I feel like he's just very much more in a, not ethical, but he, I think he, again, he's a very maybe you say ethical. For me, it's realistic, but it's very similar in that he's looking right. at this as just like.
But why is he taking care of her in such a way, especially calling the baby, saying this is daddy talking?
I think that's a little bit if he's telling her what she wants to hear.
That's
because
possible.
She's so freaked out all the time.
Right.
And she keeps. I don't think it's a manipulative way. I think, you know, he's just trying to calm her down, but to still look at this like, this is the way it is. Like, this is life.
Right. So they are
but it's
having.
Sweet. It's sweet. I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, people are thinking. I don't. He reminds me. We've said this about some people on the show. He has shown her exactly who he is.
Yeah, from day one.
The entire time. She will not accept it.
He doesn't. He likes to push things away. And when she does push him to the court, he says things that she doesn't want to hear.
Yes, because and, you are right that she is trying to always back him into her corner. Mm-hmm. That what she wants him to be.
It's interesting though. You notice that she's never thought once about moving to Jamaica. She's never said once because why wouldn't you want to come to America? It's a great place in the middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Well, she will also never have a baby without her mom close.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, you want that, but you want him to completely.
That's what I'm saying. She's such an unreasonable, bratty person. I just find her to be immature. I don't care how
she's really immature, yeah.
So
yeah, I get the brat thing.
They're having a date night with lobsters. These lobsters look good. And
I knew you were. I wrote,
I love
Poodle's going to get stressed or freaked out by the lobster.
I like it was saying, do you want a little one or a very big one? I like it how that, and she's like, oh, and he, and when, even the guy brings, she's like, and here is your very big lobster.
And here's your very big lobster.
And it turns out he says, we haven't really had any dates. And I'm like, yeah, because you fucked.
Because they just fucked. And so it's just.
Then he reveals his name choice, which is Odin.
Odin, yes.
The Norse god, the father god.
He says it's in his family. I guess
it's from his Viking ancestors.
So he has Viking ancestors. I totally, though, think he totally watched Thor and got really into Thor. And he really loves Thor, Odin's son.
And I don't know how far back he can trace any of that. Or maybe it is real, but she just immediately believes he doesn't have Viking ancestors because he's black and he's from Jamaica.
That's not the case.
Right.
So yes, he could totally have Viking.
No, so I'm saying that's what she thinks.
Yes, that is what she thinks.
Right.
And so, but then they get into this thing of, this is a little bit where it's kind of weird. Like, Sherlon is like,
this was unforgivable to me, this whole next section.
Sherlon basically is, they're talking about the baby's name, and they begin to talk about the last name. And, you know, this was a little bit, I thought, shitty of Sherlon, because, like, at one point, I know where he was coming from this, but he said to her, you decided you wanted to have this baby. So that means they talked about potentially not having the baby?
I don't know.
Or not?
I don't know if I'd go all the way there.
But it seemed. But it seemed I kind of wanted clarity on that. Like
I think that he might have brought it up, and she said absolutely not.
So yes, that so I think that's important to know if he didn't want this baby, and see,
right.
She said yes because I think from Ariana, if he didn't want this baby and she said yes, then that to me that's a red
flashing
flag
red sign.
That means to say he doesn't want to be involved. So why are you making him be a father in this?
He said, if
but he's been agreeing to this and she's coming over. So.
Did you hear her say, if we go with that name, then I hope you'll be around?
Yes.
Again, this is using that as a bargaining chip.
This was gross.
Now to marry her.
This was gross. Yes. That.
It's like, I can say she's desperate. However, then it's not, this isn't even, it turns it, this is just about manipulation of a person. And it, think how much more where she's what a position of privilege she's coming from.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And ugh. So it's like if and which he gets really offended because she's saying that the last if he's not around, the baby's not going to have his last name.
And she knows he's going to freak out about that
because that's a big deal to him. I'm sure maybe it's, I'm sure it's a big deal. He talks about legacy.
He can't even wrap his brain around the fact that his child would not have his surname.
But that's kind of why I want to know if they had a conversation, if he didn't want to have the baby, if he right. did, because I would totally say, look, buddy, I'm the one that decided to keep the baby. I can decide a name. Fuck off. Like, I do.
How is that going to make him come to the U.S.?
No, it's not. But I'm thinking it more rationally, because I would never. I would just have the baby and say, you were a nice bang trip. Come over and see me if you want.
But that's anathema to her plan.
Yeah, exactly.
She's using that name as a bargaining chip.
And yes.
It's not even about her as a woman.
No.
Her not having to take a man's name, or her baby not having to take his name.
Yeah.
That is, she's using it straight up manipulation.
God, this was a
And they were the majority of this episode. And he says,
I need to know you're going to be around and that you'll contribute. So you want this person to leave his country
because
to leave the job.
You're Jamaican and you're probably lazy. That was what I took from that.
I think she would say that to any man that she got knocked up with.
It feels gross to me.
But maybe there's that. I don't know. We don't have really evidence of that. I think she would say that to any guy that she thought was a deadbeat dad.
Okay.
But the main thing I took from that is she was like, if you're going to be around, contribute. And then what she doesn't factor in, so you're going to contribute. So how is he going to contribute, Ariana? He's leaving the only business he's ever
right.
known.
Can't work
the only
for,
education he's ever known.
Can't work for a year when you
he's
have the K-1.
Can't work for a year, and you want him to contribute to the family.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is he going to do?
Then this is my favorite thing that she says. Yeah, I'm the mother of your child who you don't do anything for. And the rest of the time is shaming him.
Because she says to him, she says, you haven't done anything yet. And so,
and I've given up everything and you've given up nothing.
Now, I don't think she's given up everything.
No one asked you to.
But this is where I want to know more about what they talked about initially, because in her defense, I can see Sherlon overpromising and underdelivering just because he didn't think it was going to. I don't see Sherlon thinking of
what would have been the motivation.
I don't see him thinking a year down the road.
I understand that.
I can
that.
See her saying, "Hey, so."
But what's his motivation for overpromising and underdelivering?
He just doesn't want to deal with those. Like he said, he doesn't want to deal with those conversations. He just wants to hush her up.
Okay,
he's thinking she's in America. I'm over here. I'm just going to say nod my head.
Why,
and say yes on the
why
phone.
Why even answer her calls?
But I think, because like you said, I don't think he's a dick. I don't
right.
think he's a bad guy. I think he's doing what a lot of nice guys do of not putting down a boundary and not mm-hmm. saying what they want. Because I think that comment he just made of, you're the one that decided, I don't think he ever wanted this baby. And so I think this goes to the root of this, is that she does, he doesn't. And
yeah.
now this is where this tug of war lies.
He said, I wrote down the exact phrase he used. You agreed you wanted to keep this baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was she was thinking about terminating the pregnancy or he didn't want her to.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
But I think that is important because it – but doesn't it almost feel like she wants it and he never did? But yet he's like acclimating to her because he doesn't want to look like a dick on television saying
I think
I didn't
that's
want to have
part
my baby.
Of it. But let's flip it.
I don't know.
Let's flip it the other way.
That he wanted it and she didn't?
Yeah, let's flip
then
it.
Then he really is shitting the bed.
I know. And so,
and so that would make him look even worse.
And so it's interesting because if they have a reunion, I kind of hope they don't.
They're not. Not for this.
But
they didn't for a single.
Because I would like to know if they had that conversation.
I think probably because TLC and it's a more of a family friendly channel. They don't want to talk about anybody even discussing abortion. Probably,
yeah.
So they're not. They're going to just gloss over that topic. But I think that's a
fallacy. God forbid we talk about family planning on television.
And I think Jesus. That's a big fallacy in this.
We talk about women's bodies all the time. We can talk about Angela's. Eggs and her ovaries and everything else in her uterus. We talk about everything of every woman's body, but we don't talk about family planning.
I think that we should be, I think that this, what I want to know what their conversations were.
And God forbid we talk about anything. Michael's the only one we've ever talked about where he had a sperm count. Everyone else, all the men, we don't talk about their dicks. We don't talk about anything. Well, we do.
Well, we're equal opportunity offenders.
I'm so frustrated by them.
It really hit me in this storyline. That kind of is the seed of what we... It's confusing to us because they have given us a confusing storyline. And, it's not... Usually in reality TV, not to get too meta about it, but you really try to... I guess it's documentary style, but you do kind of paint a little bit on this show.
That's the point. To paint a story.
They paint a story also, and they paint a little bit of kind of good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
And they didn't really do that with this storyline.
Well, any documentary is about that. But don't you agree? This is DOA. No way. Y'all, they're never going to get married.
We knew this the first episode.
He may or may not get a tourist visa to come to the U.S.
And that's what's sad is that, and I can't even, we're reading Ariel on a lot, but I do have empathy for, and I know you
do
too.
I don't care.
But how, for someone who's that young and pregnant, it is a scary thing to do. And I can't even imagine being in that situation. It makes me think of my sister-in-law when she got pregnant and her and my brother were actually dating and in love, but they had only been together like 2 months.
I totally get it. I do have some empathy for her, but when she starts bullying him and saying, you're going to do this, it evaporates
for
me.
It's the worst side of her. It's coming out of just a fear. This is her, what I feel like it's been, she's probably tried different ways of convincing him, and this is kind of like her last stand, and it's just sad. Really sad and desperate.
But her mom, and maybe it's not a really good estimation if we're seeing her mom and her sisters, they don't seem to be like wilting flowers.
They know this isn't gonna work out.
Yeah.
They all know they're gonna like fucking fry green tomato this baby and raise it like a group of women.
And that's why I'm gonna put something forward too. That's why it feels like an ego thing for her.
Yeah, there's something.
There's something that is like, yes, I will have my husband. He will raise this baby beside me.
Yeah.
We will bring him to America.
And she's not seeing the reality. That's what she's not seeing the reality at all.
And it's like, accept what you've done in life. Accept the consequences of your actions. Don't.
The consequence, not what you want it to be.
Right. I don't know what that was.
Who's moving around us? What is that? Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies,
We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Can we talk about Mark and Kai?
Was that your vacuum just moving around?
No, probably upstairs.
Y'all, talk about DOA. Don't think this one's going to work out, Poods.
Near the end, did you see what happened? Why do you delight in this relationship not working?
I think he's going to go home alone.
But why would you?
Butter.
Why would you enjoy it? It made me sad.
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, you do. You have no sentimentality at all.
End in failure.
But we'll talk about what happens near the end. So Mark says, I've been thinking about how I could show her how much she's special to me. And they book a night at a resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this ain't it. This is not the way you show, even though she likes it, this is not, you need to be on her footing.
Yeah, because this kind of shit works with Amber. We see this later because she's younger. This does not work with Kay.
Right. So they are, and y'all, they do 3, 2, 1, and they're, of course, making out of that bed. They're like, fucking. And
although maybe it worked. She seemed to be enjoying herself.
Later on, they did a montage of people chopping up coconuts, and it was probably him entering her. And then later on, we're already on the beach after Fuck City.
Yes.
After Pound Town.
After Pound Town. And they probably did like a tantric sit. Out on the porch with the water.
Probably. And she rubbed oil on his bald head.
Yep.
So
he's leaving. Wants to remind how great they are. Yes.
He's leaving in 2 days.
And so next they're on the beach and they're really just looking at each other. And I did not expect this. They kiss and y'all, they fucking.
It's so hot.
It's really
I'm
hot.
I'm turned on.
Okay. I'm not. You need to go sit on something. But it was pretty hot. And I did write, they fuck really good. And so.
And you can tell there's love there.
But here's the deal. They had this moment and you're like, oh my God, they're sitting into each other. And Kay just looks at him and says, I can't move to California.
She says, I can't move there. I'm happy here and I'm relaxed. And he just goes, like he's just been walloped. He goes.
His face is just like.
I'm a little surprised. And I'm like, I'm not. You knew she was going to say this.
And she says. I have love for you, but I'm not in love with you.
Right.
And I need to have more love if I want to move to California.
Yeah.
And he just kind of looks at her and he says, that's cold.
And honestly, it's not cold.
She says, I'm being sincere.
She's being honest. And
she actually cares for you more.
His version of how everything should be is she should relent and she should move with him to the great paradise of California. That where they could live together in the land of the free.
Well, I think that it also goes back to the difference of being nice and being kind. I think she really is being kind in telling him the truth, not what he wants to hear. And she says, I have a lot of love for Mark, but I'm not in love with Mark, and it's too soon.
And
I went,
did you hear her say?
This is where Poodle went, no!
No, I actually went, this is really lovely.
But it didn't.
I loved this.
When she said, I'm not in love with him. And that's why I'm like, how does this work out?
No, it was honest.
But if she's not in love with him, then where do they go from here? California or not?
That's what I'm saying. We've got 2 more episodes. And
where do we go
from here? This isn't where we intended to be. That's only from the movie version of Evita.
You must love me.
Oh, Madonna, come on.
My mother was so excited to get that movie at Blockbuster Video and bring it home. Matthew, we've got to watch Evita tonight.
Wow.
We watched it together. We made popcorn.
You
dinner.
Rubbed her shoulders.
No.
Did her nails.
Yeah. She did her knitting. We watched it.
Breastfed.
I got up and reenacted Don't Cry For Me for her. She loved it.
Did you notice when she said, I passed for a lot of heaviness in my life, and now I'm alone, and now I'm fine. And I think this was the win for me for this episode, this series, because she is telling him, I have a good life here.
Yeah, it really is. I've said it before, and I will say it again. people that have struggled with addiction and have come out on the other side of it are some of the most grounded, well, the word is escaping me. You say well,
riveting,
riveting, grounded, articulate, emotionally competent people.
Yeah. They've had to do a lot of work on themselves. So he's crying, actually, y'all. And then the next day, she's kickboxing. He says, we'll never see each other again. He's like, I don't think we'll ever see each other again after this. And this is so frustrating. What's about Mark is he is so black or white. And Kay is all gray area. And it's why, and the only way they will ever be together, you can mark my words on this, is when he decides to swim in her pool for a while and she can make a compromise.
Well, and that's kind of what his friend says, actually.
Okay, this friend, Genevieve, that he, first of all, you know they've dated. Even
I feel
though,
like they did, but I did like her a lot.
Me too. She gave
great advice.
She's like, you know, have you ever...
He tells her, he's like, I think we're over.
And she said... Have you ever thought about sacrificing something for her?
She said, yeah, being in love with someone means you want to spend your life with them.
And willingness to compromise.
And she's like, well, what are you going to do for it? And that's when he says, I want to be with her. And she's like, do you think you show compromises?
Right. He hasn't made one compromise about Spanish. Mm-mm. Or even hanging out with her friends. Compromises about where they will live.
And she says maybe that's why she's not able to express that she's even fall in love with you, because
she
doesn't trust you
right
to compromise her.
This woman is brilliant.
Well, I think a lot of people talk about trust and this with love. I actually think the foundation of love and relationship is compromise more than trust or anything.
I agree with that. And he says, she says, would you consider moving for her? And there's one point he's like, I've never thought about it until just now. So here's the way this is going to end. I'm saying it now. It is either going to end with them.
You just said, here's the way it's going to end. And then you're now offering two choices.
Yes. No, I'm saying one of two ways. The way that I want, which will probably not happen, will be he'll decide to move there for her, and they will not, we'll be together. Let's date. Let's actually get to know each other.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's
sweet of you.
Or he talks about moving there, and they talk about it, and then she realizes it gets real for her that he might be there. And she says, no, you have your life. We need to go the other way, but both of them are at kind of at peace with it.
Ding 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 ding.
That's where I think. But I'm saying those are the two things right now.
Because I actually think Kay is at peace with a lot of things. I think Kay is scared.
Yeah. I don't think Kay's made out for monogamy.
Well, I don't think she's made out for monogamy. But also, I think
I know because I ain't.
When you have. You can tell, like Kay said, he came for me, and I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Kay, because I know a lot of people were counseled that they, even though they make amends and things like that, they still feel a lot of regret, and they hurt people so much. I think a lot of this deals with, I don't think Kay probably loves him like she thinks, but I also think she's so scared of hurting him.
Right.
I don't think she wants to carry that responsibility.
No, it's fair, but I...
And she wants to fuck other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in fucking other people, I think for her, that reminds her she's not... She doesn't want to be tied to things or people.
Yeah, I agree. Y'all...
Wild women do, and they don't regret it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Can you imagine the after-sex hair on Kay? It's just all over the place. Anyway, they've been the most romantic storyline. I go awe every time I watch them because I have a heart and you don't.
No,
and
I think
they're very
sweet.
And I actually know what romance is like.
Mm, when's the last time you had romance?
It's romance every time when I have a gentleman over.
Okay.
Very romantic.
What kind of romantic things do you say when a gentleman's over?
Want to go someplace more comfortable?
Okay.
That's romantic.
Okay, yeah.
Pound me!
Yeah, there we are.
Let's talk about Amber and Daniel. This is the... This moment for them, I don't know what happened.
I said it last... I think he'll go. I think he's going to go.
I think you're right, and I think they might be on 90 Day Fiancé. They seem like a good fit.
I think they seem like a good 90 Day Fiancé fit.
I think after talking with those people, or maybe the producers said, Amber, you got to quit fucking around. We're either going to do this or we're not.
I appreciate, look, we all make mistakes and get into our heads. And I appreciate that she kind of had this moment of like.
Yeah, maybe they showed her the dailies.
or she just listened to Taylor Swift. And yeah. She's like, I need to calm down.
I need to calm down. And it's not even calm down because women are told that all the time. It is this extreme not trusting anything. Always being irritated at everything he does.
Yes.
And acting like you're constantly victimized.
Yeah.
So she says she's been there for a week and it's the last few days. And he said, I've got a surprise for you. And they go off with their ATVing guys. This looks so much fun.
It does. Fun. I would never do this with Poodle because Poodle would flip it. And
oh,
I would
love it.
Or we would.
I'm a daredevil.
We would drive off a ravine.
We'd be fine. We have helmets.
Or we would turn really quick. You know, I was going to say
it'd be fine. I love stuff like this.
You would turn really quickly, and I would fly off the end, and you would never notice that I was gone.
No, and I'd notice. It feel very light.
I did that. On my three-wheeler, someone was on the back of it. They fell off the three-wheeler, and I never knew. And I looked, and I was just dragging them on the three-wheeler. Who was it?
Three-wheelers are very dangerous.
Hey, we had fun.
Four-wheelers are safer.
Whatever.
So they are, she says the fact that he planned this trip shows he cares about me.
Yes.
So that's Amber's love language, y'all. It's all acts of service with her.
Acts of service and getting service.
And dicking.
Y'all, because he dicks her down.
Oh, yeah. And good. His dick is nice.
It's nice. And so...
She says, I haven't been myself since I've been here.
And I thought this was a good... She said, everything I do is perfect. I want everything to be perfect.
I loved hearing this from
her. I
loved
too. And she said, I took all of this on.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say it, but you feel like she implies it. You didn't even know I took all this on. But yep. I took all this on. I'm so
and
stressed.
And she's been mad at him for that.
And then she realized, especially in Corona and the pandemic, and we all related to this. Yep. We've all lost control.
Right.
And she said, I lost control, and it made me go crazy, and it made me emotional. And she tells him, maybe I overreacted about it.
This is the other thing, too.
I loved this.
She keeps saying, you're 23, I'm 30. But that age difference, you guys, there is an instinct from her that this American instinct stuff, and that sometimes we've seen it with Stephanie. It's not as strict as
cool,
it is
cool.
With Stephanie Vogler.
God.
But this almost like they're doing everything, so they're kind of owed something, and mm-hmm. they kind of own a piece of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Amber can show that, those colors,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes. And I think she has this moment where she's like, I don't control him.
Well, and we talk about him. Yes, I think she realized that, and hopefully she realizes. Yes, he's younger than her. He also left a war-torn, or not a war-torn, a very violent country at the age of, then got shot twice.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there's some emotional maturity growing moments
at 23
that he had that she hasn't.
Yeah.
So,
and he's probably a lot could share with her.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe they're not so far apart.
And she said, he said, this is the first time that Amber has ever apologized to me.
I bet that's a big deal for her.
I bet it is too. And for him.
And he said, look, I was mad about it, but you have to trust me. And then he said, Amber even goes into like, everyone kept asking me, well, what is he doing? You know,
right.
Because again, And I think a lot of that comes from like
her sisters are vipers. I think they're gonna make things difficult. They're like family Libby, y'all.
They want her to be. She wants everything perfect because her sisters have nitpicked her.
Yeah.
Her entire life.
They're like Libby's sisters.
And there's and of course if she's dating a quote unquote Latin guy, then he must want to fuck every woman that because that's what Latin meant. I keep using quotes like people can see me, like Britney Spears in that Matt Lauer interview. Boy, so much has changed since then.
That is very true. Boy, just the name Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Wow. What happened to him? Who cares?
I think he's probably hiding in upstate New York at this point.
Whatever, bye.
So, and then they're kind of doing that, and they're going to jump in the water. Amber's having fun for the first time.
She's having fun.
Did you notice when she kind of started to get up, she went,
Yeah, that's
and she 30. Stood up. I'm like, ixnay on that, honey. He's 23.
But you know, he
don't
said,
be an old lady yet.
Too late. He said, You've never done that?
I do that a lot.
No, I do that too.
But maybe minimize that when you got a 23-year-old next to you.
But he tells her, he says, you have to trust me. You have all my heart. We're about to get married. He said, I want to be the man that you want me to be. I just love you, my love. And aww. I looked at him and I was like, didn't he look gorgeous as he was saying this?
He's the hottest guy on the show. I don't know. It's between him and Steven.
Steven's pretty hot. And she says, I feel like I can breathe now.
Yeah. Let's talk about Martine and Steven. Not a lot.
Let's talk about Steven and then just, wink, wink. Like every time she walks out, I'm just
she's
like.
She's so shitty.
Wink, wink. She's just a wet blanket.
Yeah, she's awful. I kind of learned a little bit about her in this episode. And I kind of why she does stuff. Well, I'll talk about it.
Because I didn't.
This is after the fight. He slept on the couch.
He did.
She's been to the gym. And he says, this was an interesting explanation, and I actually believe him.
Okay.
He said, we met, and we were dating. We were feeling each other. But then we were sleeping around a lot and sleeping with each other. She went back to school. We were just talking occasionally. And she says, I didn't think we were exclusive. Which means neither one of them ever had that talk.
Because we see in the relationship now, I'm validating what you're saying, they haven't had hardly any talks.
Right.
So they do not talk about stuff in this relationship.
So somewhere along the line...
Like you said, Martine wants to be fun girl.
Right. Somewhere along the line, Martine decided they were dating.
Yep, that's what I think.
And he had a fling with another girl, and then the thing about it is, and he said, you know what, I've decided I'm really feeling Martine. So it really kind of was the opposite of how she had thought it. Like she'd trapped him.
I don't think he cheated on her.
I don't either.
I think they were on a break.
But I think he decided it was much better to say I was unfaithful to you. And because that's something she could understand.
Possibly.
What he didn't realize.
That's the worst thing you could say to her. It would have been better. He said, you know, we haven't been serious.
Right.
Beyond, I've dated other people and none of them are you. I want to be with you.
No, what I was saying, what I learned is she is completely unable to compromise in every relationship of her life.
Yeah.
It has to be exactly her way.
Her and Amber can be a lot alike. Remember, she's got her master's. She talks about I mean, think about her parents, y'all. You cannot feel like shit about your choices all the time.
I felt bad in that phone call.
If those are your parents, come on. I feel for her, but she doesn't need to put her shit on Steven.
Pretty
Steven.
So she turns out she was looking on his phone again, which looks like something she's want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds that, and then she calls him a cheater. And then she even says, I don't know if this is her or him. He says, sometimes I think you're just making up stuff to be mad at me.
Yep. He says, I feel like you want to break up with me.
We said that.
Yep. And he said, you're always looking for your own version of the truth.
We said that she's basically, she's down there because she can't break up with him, and she's using everything she can to either get him to commit to marrying her, and she'll marry him out of spite.
And she says, I want you to work harder and prove to me that you want to get married. Well, your definition of working, you haven't communicated. Basically, you want to get married and get a ring. Y'all need a, whereas I feel like he is working. You're meeting his family. You're meeting his daughter.
Then she says, I don't want to run away, but I just have this instinct that you will, that when one day a woman 5 or 6 years old than I am now will look back at me and say, how do you feel about how you are now? So she's judged. She's feeling judged. This is all from her parents. She's feeling so judged by who she should be.
Yes.
And boy, she's fucking over her boyfriend all with this.
She seems like a really good guy.
Ugh.
And Stephen, though, says, right now I need to show her something significant. I'm like, right now you need to walk away.
Yeah. And so she says, I do feel like it's actually time to forgive him or get out. I don't think she'll be able to do that. I think she'll always be looking in his phone.
I think so, too. Even if he gives her a ring, even if they get married, she's all...
She wants to change him. She wants a man who is her parents' version of who she should be with.
Look at me. Look at me.
Ugh.
Look at me. Look at me.
So he even says, I want to be with you, and I wish you could trust me. This is heartbreaking.
It is.
Ugh.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Put it in the right key.
I was harmonizing.
No, I know, but just put it in the key.
Deep inside, I know you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Line of a line.
Just to be the next to be with you.
Oh my.
They hit that note on the song.
That's true.
Maybe
it's a little lower.
I think it's a lower key.
I'll be with you.
For that. Too late now. My scrotum just went up into my stomach.
What? No. I'm the one.
No one cares anymore. No one
be
cares.
With you.
No one cares. Y'all watch the show, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Hey, look. When is this going up?
Tonight.
Well, y'all, we could be sold out of live shows. We don't know. We're selling out quick. Right. There's not a lot of tickets left. So, but don't worry. Other stuff's coming down.
I think we only had 20 left. Yeah. Wow. So, and we're bowled over, you guys.
We are bowled over. We just didn't realize we could sell that out, honestly. Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
But I should have known as soon as Poodle put it on Piano Cat. People blew up. So just want to say, you don't want to stay for the after show if you don't like butt plugs.
I'm going to be busy until like 6 a.m. night.
I'm going home. Going home. Anyway, y'all, we appreciate the support.
I've sold my own tickets.
There you go. I've got a golden ticket. You know what? We need to be done. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
I don't know. Why do I always forget in this show to think
I don't know. I'm just waiting.
This show. Oh, here it is. Y'all, and if you want a really big lobster, because you always want a really
big lobster.
And not a little one, as they say.
No.
Call us if you want a big lobster.
With butter.
With butter.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.